We did that at all the
Blog Talk Radio.
It's showtime already? Or are you just playing the intro or playing a commercial?
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience.
Anyway,
to listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? How you doing today? How's the weather in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, the sun is shining, but the wind is starting to blow, and it looks like it's trying to get cold. It's wintertime, you know, but we haven't had that wintertime cold chill yet, but it looks like it's trying to work its way in. We're having wind advisories to tell us that the wind storm is coming, and we had rain a couple of days ago, and they're saying we're going to have rain again on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So they're saying we can expect rain for the weekend. So that means it's going to get cold. Even though we've reached our rain capacity for the whole year, and it's only March. So I don't know what to say, Vegas. We're in for a cool winter, early summer. I don't know, but the weather's been good lately, so hopefully it won't get too much better. Because we got to have our winter. We need to have the April showers to bring May flowers. So hopefully it'll be okay. But I can do with a little rain. Even though I don't like the rain, I hate to get wet. So I don't mind if we got some rain going on. Because I got a few girlfriends that I can hang out with. And we can talk about how the rain, how they love the rain. Because I'm going to be getting me some. I'm going to be doing the oochie coochie. And I'm going to be kissing and loving. And, oh, yeah, it's going to be good. So it can rain if it wants to. Because I'm ready for the rain now. I got some girls to hook up with. Some lovers to love and leave. And make it all good. Yes, it's that time of year, and it's getting better every day. All right, well, I guess we can talk sports. Let's talk sports. The Atlante American Football League is playing week number 5 this Saturday and Sunday. So what's the schedule look like, Papa D? Give us a rundown on what the games look like this weekend.
All right. Did you say the Atlante American Football League or something like that? You made up
a
name,
I think that's what I did. Is that what it is? Isn't it the Atlante?
It's the Alliance of American Football.
Oh, Alliance. Okay. Well, I said the Atlante. The Alliance. Okay. Well, They know what I'm talking about. The AAF.
The AAF, right. All right, so we have four games this weekend. It's week five. And so before we actually talk about the games this weekend, let's just kind of review the stats real quick.
Okay.
So in first place, we have the Orlando Apollos at 4-0. In second place, we have the Birmingham Iron at 3-1. In third place, there's a three-way tie, San Antonio, San Diego, and Arizona. And in fourth place, it's also a three-way tie between Memphis, Atlanta, and Salt Lake.
Okay. So three-way ties in third place. What's their record?
In third place, they're 2-2. San Antonio, San Diego, and Arizona. Right, they're 2-2.
Okay, so we got one team in first place, and they're 4-0. And then we got one team in second place that's 3-1.
Birmingham. Right.
And then we have three teams in third place that are 2-2. So that's 3, 4, 5 teams. Okay. And then you said we have three teams in fourth place. So that's they're 1-3.
3, 1-3, right.
1-3. And then you got one person in last place bringing up the rear, huh?
No. We have three people in fourth place. That's last place.
Oh, wait a minute. We got
one
person
in
first place, 4-0, then 3-1
right.
is second place, and then three of them are in third place with 2-2, right?
Right.
So that's 3, 4, 5. That's five teams, and then we got three teams left. So you got three teams that are 1-3.
Right. That's
18.
Yeah,
1-3. 2, 5, 3. Yeah, that's 8. Okay. You're right. Your math.
Do your math, G Money. Do your math,
yeah.
G Money. You got it? You work
yeah.
it out?
I worked it out. Okay. I thought we had somebody that was 0-4. So.
No, not yet.
Okay.
No.
No, nobody's left out without a win. Well, that's good.
No. Somebody. Yeah, everybody has a win.
Everybody
okay,
has
so we
a
have
win.
Four games. We have four games this weekend. On Saturday, we have the Orlando Apollos playing the Birmingham Iron at Birmingham. And remember,
okay,
Orlando's in first place at 4-0, and Birmingham is in second place at 3-1.
Right. Okay. That should be a good game. What time is that?
Yeah.
On Saturday?
That's at 11 a.m. Pacific time.
Oh,
on
okay.
Saturday.
On Saturday. So that's CBS. Hopefully I can get that game. All right.
That's
CBS.
On. That's going to be on TNT. That's going to be on TNT.
Oh, TNT. I think I can get TNT.
Right.
So that's good. Okay, 11 o'clock on Saturday, TNT. All right. Sounds good. Okay, what about the second game on Saturday?
It's at 5 p.m. Pacific time, and it's Salt Lake City playing San Diego in San Diego. And if you want
okay.
a refresher, Salt Lake City is 1-3, and San Diego is 2-2. So
okay,
San
Diego should be the favorite since they're playing in San Diego. That should be the favorite. Okay.
Right. Right, and you can watch that game on the NFL Network. So on Sunday, March 10th, there's two games at 1 p.m. Pacific time. It's the Memphis Express playing the Atlanta Legends, and they're playing in Atlanta. Now, if we Memphis is 1-3, and Atlanta is 1-3. So they're fighting for last place. And they'll be playing – you can watch that game on the CBS Sports Network.
Oh, that's at CBS, and that's Sunday at 11 o'clock?
Sunday at 1 p.m., right.
Oh, at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Okay, that's good. That'll be another one I can watch. All right, CBS. Oh, that's you said CBS. That's not going to be on TNT, huh? Oh,
CBS Sports okay. Network, right.
Yeah, CBS Sports. I got to see if I can find that on my TV then. Okay. And then that game four on
5 p.m. At 5 p.m. on Sunday, it's the San Antonio Commanders, and they are playing the Arizona Hotshots. San Antonio is 2-2, and Arizona is 2-2. And they're playing in Arizona, so that gives them a slight edge, I guess.
Okay. And what channel are they playing on?
They're playing on the NFL Network.
The NFL Network. Okay. Well, I hope everybody got that. I hope you can find it on your TV channel. You're going to have to look up your cable to find that game because I don't know if NFL football is or NFL Network is on everybody's TV. So you're going to have to find it if you want to see that game. All right. Sounds good. Got the two leading teams are playing each other, and the two last place teams are playing each other. So it
That's
should
right.
be a good weekend. A good weekend. All the teams that are playing together. That's a good thing. Okay. Let's talk about entertainment news. Everybody around the world, our boy R. Kelly is going to jail. And he's really fussing about things that he said he didn't do. He didn't date any underage girl, even though he married one that was 14. But he says that he didn't date any underage girls, and he didn't have sex with any underage girls. But he's been accused of molesting like 10 underage women. So he's trying to prove that he didn't mess with them. But the mothers are saying that he actually paid for some of the girls to come visit him. And he's saying that he didn't pay anybody. But the girls are saying they got some money, and the parents were trying to hook their daughters up in the music business. They were trying to become stars by hanging out with R. Kelly. So that's why their parents had given the girls permission to hang out with R. Kelly, because they thought he was going to make them a singing sensation. Because all these girls had singing talent, and their parents thought with them hanging out with R. Kelly that he would make them famous. He would make them rich. But now it seems as though everything is backfiring on R. Kelly. Everybody's filing molestation charges against R. Kelly. And the parents are saying they didn't get any money. And the girls are saying they didn't get any money. Now the whole system is changing its face. And they are planning to lock R. Kelly up. And R. Kelly is crying and hollering like a big baby because he knows that if he goes to jail, he's going to be a popsicle. They're going to take and abuse him in jail. So he doesn't want to go because he feels like they're going to kill him in jail, which they probably will, because R. Kelly molested some young girls, and prisoners don't like that. They take advantage of that opportunity to get even with the child molesters when they go to jail. So R. Kelly's really upset, and he's hollering and screaming, saying, they're trying to kill me. They're trying to set me up to kill me. But he should have thought about that before he started dating underage girls. That was his fault and his system that made it bad for him. So now, R. Kelly, what you gonna do, man? I don't know. You can't post bail because they didn't put up no bail. So you're going to jail, buddy. And I hope it ain't for a long time because he got a lot of music left to make. He can't just go to jail and then get killed in prison. So we don't know. Right now they're locking up all the black rich entertainers. You know, they put Bill Cosby in jail. They put Wesley Snipes in jail. Now they're putting R. Kelly in jail. Oh, man, what's really going on with black entertainers? If they get into trouble, they can definitely go to jail. So that's what we're trying to find out now. What's really going to happen with R. Kelly? So we need to follow his situation as he gets sent to prison. And we have to see what's going to happen with R. Kelly. So keep track and let's find out what's going on with Mr. Robert Kelly. All right, that's all I got to say about R. Kelly. My boy is going down. Yep, I think it's time for a commercial break. So, Papa D, play a song and then drop some commercial spots. And we'll be back in a minute for me to tell you a story.
What we're going
to
do now is go back.
Take your money.
listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? You know, I got an interesting story to tell you. I remember back, about 2003, when I was living in the desert, I told you about Gregoryville, where I had a homeless camp, and I was living with all these homeless people. Well, social services came in and moved us out. They offered us $400 to move into an apartment. Well, a lot of people in my camp didn't want to move, but I moved out. And I moved into a Chinese boarding house, which was about 15 apartments. And I ended up getting a room with two other roommates in my room, and I paid $300 for my bed in my room, and I got the other $100 paid to me to do whatever I wanted to do with it. So it was a good situation for me. I had $100 every month that I could use to do whatever I wanted to do with it. So I hung out there across the street from Olympic Garden, and that's located on Las Vegas Boulevard. And Oakley is the name of the street. The cross street is Oakley. And Las Vegas Boulevard is where Olympic Gardens was. Now, Olympic Gardens, they call that OG because that's the strip club where they had male strippers upstairs on the second floor, and they had female strippers downstairs on the first floor. And they used to have plenty of limousines parking in the parking lot. And they had all kind of people going to the strip club. But I never went. I was across the street hanging out with some other people. And we were doing some other stuff outside on the parking lot. And at the bus stop, you know, that's where all the people in my apartment was hanging out because we were doing a lot of stuff, you know. We were smoking and, yeah, just doing some bad stuff. But I ended up moving out of there, and I moved to a house on Vegas Valley Drive and Rancho. I moved into the third house from the corner off of Rancho, and I still paid $300 for my bed, but I ended up in a bedroom by myself, where I paid $300 for my bed, but I was the only one in my room. So it was real comfortable. And we had to fix our own food, and we had to go shopping and buy our own groceries. I got a little shopping cart, one of those little carts that you see at the grocery store that you can take home with you. The little tiny shopping carts with the wheels on them that you can roll down the street. You see the old ladies with these little carts. They're the ones that roll these little carts up and down the street. So I had gotten one of those shopping carts, and I went shopping. And I went to the corner of Rancho and Vegas Valley Drive, and then I went down Rancho all the way to Washington. And when I got to Washington Boulevard or Washington Avenue, there was this shopping center. So I went in, and they had a grocery store called Save More. Dave Moore was a discount grocery store. So I went in there and I went shopping. And that's where I went shopping every month because I got my food stamp card. So I had $200 a month to go shopping and buy groceries. And I would roll my little basket down the street about 3 miles from Washington back to Vegas Valley Drive. And then I'd turn at the corner and make a left turn, and I'd go 4 houses from the corner to my house. So I would go in my house, and I'd unload all my groceries and anything perishable I would leave in the kitchen. But anything that was non-perishable, my canned goods, my box goods, my cereal, anything like that, I put in my closet because I had a walk-in closet. I put in my closet, and I just put it on my shelf in my closet. So I had all my food goods on the inside of my closet on my shelf. So anytime I wanted a snack, I would just go into my closet and get some snacks, you know, cup of soup, Super noodles, Lipton noodles, or whatever. And if I wanted some perishable items, like some bologna or cheese or eggs, I would go into the refrigerator in the kitchen and fix myself something to eat because I had full realm of everything in the kitchen. So it was like being in my own house. So I loved it very much. So I would go into the living room, and we had a big screen TV in the living room, and we could watch TV. But at 11 o'clock, the houseman would come in and make everybody leave, and you'd have to go to your room. And if you had a TV in your room, you had to put your headphones on and listen to the TV. But if you didn't have a TV in your room, well, you were just in your room doing nothing. So I would come in and I would go to sleep. And I'd get up the next day and I'd get dressed and I would go back down the street. I'd go to Rancho and I'd go down Rancho to Washington and I'd go to the shopping center and I would buy me a 12-pack of beer. And behind the shopping center was a park. It's called the Renzi Park. And I would go to the park and sit in the park, and I would watch some kids taking tennis lessons. And I would watch the kids playing tennis, taking tennis lessons, just thinking back and remembering the days when my dad and my mom would come home from work, and they would go to the park, and we would play tennis, and I would enjoy playing tennis with my mom and my dad. It was really a good time. Okay, it's time for a commercial break, and Papa D, play a song and drop some commercial spots, and we'll be back for more of my story.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's flying, is also known as a buster, always thinking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass.
and we look up and we look up and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. By going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
No, I was telling you a story about how I used to hang out in the park and I used to watch these kids play tennis.
Hello?
And it reminded me of when I was a kid playing tennis with my mom and dad in the park. So I'm just thinking back when I was a young kid. But anyway, let's take a time out from my story. I understand I have a caller on the line. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling me from?
Hi. Hello?
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
What's your name?
Yeah, I know.
What's your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Can you hold for 1 second? I need to take this.
Yeah. I guess I can hold on for a minute. You see how they do me, ladies and gentlemen? The people call my radio show and they want me to hold on while they answer a phone call. Can you believe that? Come on now, people. You think I have time to be holding on while you talking to your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your mom or your dad or something like that? Come on now. What's really going on? But I guess I could really start finishing my story and they can catch up when they get off the phone. So anyway, I was just thinking back when I used to play tennis with my mom and dad. We used to go to tennis after my parents got off work. We used to go to the park and play tennis. Me and my little brothers and my mom and dad, we had so much fun. It was a nice little family outing. So that's with being in that park, watching those kids take tennis lessons. That's what it reminded me of. But I was out there drinking beer. Okay, let's time out from my story. Okay, what's your name and where are you calling me from?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. I got to answer the door. I'll be right back.
Oh, God, listen to this. He got to go someplace else. All right, well, I'm going to continue my story. So that reminded me of back when I was a little kid and I used to play tennis. But I drank my beer in the park and I was smoking some weed, even though it wasn't legal then. It's legal now, thank God. But I was smoking a joint, and after I finished my joint, I went over to the baseball diamond. And I saw some people playing softball. They had a co-ed softball league that was playing. And I went over there and watched them play softball. And the girls were really funny because they weren't really good, but the boys were really good, and they were hitting the ball to the girls, and the girls couldn't catch. Oh, it was amazing. The girls would, the ball was being hit to them, and they were having ground balls roll through their legs and roll out to the outfield, and the fly balls were coming down over their heads. They weren't even getting in line to catch the fly ball. They would back up, and you'd think they'd be backing up far enough to catch the fly ball.
Okay.
And then the fly ball would drop, and they would miss the fly ball. Oh, it was amazing. It was so much fun. I just sat and laughed at all of that. Yeah.
Are you still there?
Time out for my story. Let's get back to this caller. Okay, caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? Tell me that information first.
Oh, God, I'm getting in work call. I'll be right back.
Oh, man, what is this? So anyway, the people, the girls couldn't catch the ball. The balls were flying over their heads. The balls were going through their legs. Oh, it was really funny. And I sat out there and watched that for a while. And I met the park director. She was a big woman, but she was really nice. And she was in charge of all the snacks at the snack stand. So she would take me to the snack stand, and she would get me all these free snacks. I got licorice. I got peanut butter, peanut brittle. I got Snickers candy bar. I got Hershey. Oh yeah, I got some good candy. She gave me some real good candy for me to enjoy while I was watching the game, and it was really good. So I watched the game, and I would go out there a couple of days a week and just watch the game.
Yeah, hi, hello.
Okay, time out, everybody. Let me get back to my caller. Okay, caller, what's your name and where are you calling me from?
Sorry, my mom's calling me. I'll be right back.
What are you at work? Oh, man, what is this? What is this? That sounds like one of my buddies calling me, you know. I got a buddy named Tito. We call him Old Tit. That's Tito backwards. We call him Old Tit because he just makes a fool of himself every time he calls me on the radio. But he thinks he's funny. But I don't think this is Tito. I talked to Tito today, and Tito said, no, it wasn't him that was talking on my radio show. So I was like, okay, this is somebody new. I think he's trying to get recognized to be a comedian. But he doesn't have any jokes. He just comes on with some off-the-wall things that he does. Like he says he had to tell me a joke. He wanted to talk to me and ask me a question. And I waited and I waited and I did a 10 countdown from 10 to 1 and
Hello?
He still was
Hello?
Ready. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
So what,
Hello.
What's up? How you doing? Are you on the line?
I'm sorry. There's a giant lizard outside my window. I gotta go hide in the basement.
Oh, get rid of the lizards because they bite. Look at this. This kid is like a comedy clown. I don't know what his sense of comedy is, but it's funny because he doesn't know what he wants to say. He just calls and talks and doesn't say anything. So I don't know. I don't know what to say. But Papa D, put him on hold and let me finish my story. Okay, good. Now, I'm eating all this candy at the softball game, watching these girls play co-ed softball, and I'm laughing at the fact that they can't catch a ground ball, they can't catch a fly ball, and I'm watching them bat, and they're hitting the ball pretty good, but their defense isn't good at all. So I'm just, like, really amazed at what they're doing. I'm like, come on, what is really going on with these girls at the park? And I'm laughing, and after the game is over, it's like about 8 o'clock, And I go home, and I sit around in my house, and I watch TV till 11 o'clock, and then I go to bed. And I get up the next day, and I get dressed, and I go back to the park again. All right, it's time for a commercial break. So, Papa G, play a song, drop a couple of commercial spots, and we'll be back for more of my story.
While he was scheming, I was beaming in the beamer, just beaming. Can't believe that I caught my man cheating. So I found another way to make him pay for it all. So I went to Neiman Marcus on a shopping spree, and on the way I grabbed Sully and Mia. And as the cash box rang, I thought everything away. Oops, there goes the dream we used to say. There goes the times we spent away. There goes the love I had, but you cheated on me, and that's for that now. There goes the house we made a home. There goes you'll never leave me alone. For all the lies you told, this is what you own.
Hey ladies, when your man wanna get buck wild,
while he was bragging, I was coming down the hill of just a dragon. All his pictures and his clothes in the bagging. Sold everything else till there was just nothing left. And I paid all the bills about a month too late. It's a shame we have to play these games. The love we had to fade away, away. There goes the dreams we used to say. There goes the times we spent away. There goes the love.
Album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
I'm Gregory Gerard. Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366 and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer and he will make sure I get the message and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I was telling you a story, and I came up on the end of the story kind of suddenly. But I was watching some girls playing softball in the park, and they couldn't catch a ground ball. The ball was rolling between their legs, and they couldn't catch any fly balls. They'd go up to catch the fly ball, and the fly ball would drop behind them. They had no sense of judgment on a fly ball. It was just funny. So I enjoyed that, watching the girls play in the co-ed softball league. And I met the park director, and she gave me a bunch of snacks. So me and her became really good friends. I liked her a lot. She was really nice, and she actually was a player on one of the teams. So one day I went out to watch the girls play, and she was playing. She was pitching. And I was like, wow, that sounds interesting. She's a player, and I wanted to see her go to bat and see if she could hit the ball, because she could play defense pretty good. She was a good pitcher, and everything was okay. So I was waiting to see if she could hit. But that's the end of the story. I'll tell you some more maybe next week sometime. So tune in as I tell the story about hanging out at Lorenzi Park, and that's the park on Washington and Rancho. Yep, in Las Vegas, down on the west side. Yep, down on the southwest side of Las Vegas. So, Papa D, do I have my caller still on the phone?
Yeah. Hello, caller. Yep, caller's still there.
All right, man. So, you going to talk to me today, or are you going to answer the door again? Are you going to play with your lizards, or what are you going to do? Are you going to talk to your mom? What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to talk to you. I'm just at like a McDonald's right now. There's an old man chasing me around trying to get my Big Mac right now. Hold on. Oh, God.
You got an old man chasing you around for your Big Mac? Oh, man. Tell him to buy you some French fries and you'll trade him for a Big Mac. Or you'll give him a shake for his Big Mac. Give him something to snack on while he's chasing you around. You know, he probably doesn't have
Yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, I'm in my car. I'm safe now.
Okay, good. What kind of car are you driving? A Toyota?
I'm driving a Honda Civic. I'm sorry, the old man is still, like, right outside of my car yelling at me.
Throw him a French fry. And don't leave him.
Sorry, I got a phone call. I'll be right back.
Okay. Tell the old man to hang on. You'll be with him in a minute. All right. Well, it's time for a commercial break. Or is this the notice to say that it's ended the show? Papa D, where are we now?
It is the end of the show.
Okay. Well, that was funny for us to talk to our call-in guest. I don't know who he was. I don't know where he was calling from. He didn't never find time to tell us. So we just have to wait for him to call in on another day. And maybe we can get some information from him. But anyway, I hope everybody liked my story. And I hope you enjoyed the music on today's radio show. And today is Thursday. Tomorrow, our show is dedicated to helping the homeless. So tune in and listen to some good information that we'll have to give the homeless. Because tomorrow is Friday, and Friday is our dedication for the homeless. Friday is the show we dedicate to talking about homeless people. Yes,
you're there, right?
I'm here, and I'm talking about tomorrow's show. We're going to be talking about the homeless people, so that's what we're doing. So anyway, it's been fun talking to you today. I'm sorry, I got to go. It's the end of my show.
I got a phone call, hold on.
I'll talk to you later. Talk to you next week. All right, this is G Money. I'm Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I want to thank Papa D for his engineering skills and his music, and I'm out of here. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Yeah, hey. Am I still on? You know, I...
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgbg@uno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgbg@uno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgbg@uno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.